Washington County Little League All-Stars is on the air. Today's game, Washington County in minor baseball versus Lufkin, is made possible by Medicare Equipment, Texas Farm Credit, 4R Fuel, Washington Animal Clinic, Plant North Architectural, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, HEB in Brenham, Bilski Water Wells, Citizen State Bank, Blinn College, Collier Construction, Felder's Buy and Buy, Guadalajara Restaurant, Thrivin' Financial Group, Bluebell Creameries, Dominant Associates, Burton Friends and Neighbors, BBR Materials, K&H Portable Toilets, Brenham National Bank, La Morelos Meat Market, DDM Pipe and Steel, K&H Portable Toilets, Whataburger in Brenham, Leroy Schrader, Tillman General Contractor, Seidel Trader, Loro Chevrolet GMC Buick, The Payne Warehouse, TNT Car Wash, Kendura Tile, Wingstop, Double D Glass Service, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Cody Real Estate, Wellman Insurance Agency, Woodson Lumber Company, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Petra Benefits, and Allman Dentistry. We'll go to the field with your pregame host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Summertime is color time. This summer, why not spend your time off with a home improvement project? You can use this time to try one of the most popular DIY projects, painting. And you can find your favorite color with one of America's most popular paints, Benjamin Moore. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com. That's the PaintW.com.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
Wherever life is taking you, starting a business, buying a home, or managing your money on the go, Citizen State Bank is here for what's next. With modern digital tools, convenient services, and a team that knows you by name, we make banking fit your life. Backed by local people, local decisions, and over 100 years of trust. Learn more at csbtx.bank. Citizen State Bank, here for what's on your horizon. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, what a great place to be on a Friday night at the ballpark in Brenham, Texas. Doug Brown with you here, and happy 4th of July, everybody. And we're glad to be here to get your weekend started off. And we've got a big one for you tonight. It is the Minor Boys Section 1 Tournament Championship between the Washington County All-Stars and the Lufkin All-Stars. These two teams have played each other twice already this week. Lufkin won the first game 8-2. Washington County winning the second game 8-0 last night, and now here we are. This is the third and deciding game between the two teams. Now, because of the way the bracketing worked out, Washington County's played one more extra game than Lufkin, so it'll be all in tonight as they try to punch their ticket to the state championship tournament, which will be starting next week over in Pearland. Fans filing in here and getting ready for this one tonight. And we are set up and ready to go as we're scheduled for a 7 o'clock first pitch here this evening at Dolmar Field on the Linda Anderson Sports Complex here in Washington County. And a lot to get through here on the pregame, and we're glad you're with us and along for the ride. And first, we're going to send you back to the studios, and let's hear these words from our Washington County Little League sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Enhance your property this summer with steel and steel products from DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham and Bastrop. Nothing looks better or holds up better than steel when you're building a workshop, a pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, or putting on a steel roof. DDM carries an extensive inventory including angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, welding supplies, and metal building components. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, DDM has what you need. See their online catalog at DDMPipeAndSeal.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters or their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star team currently competing in the Little League State Tournament. Little League season is all about teamwork, preparation, and playing the long game. That's why at Petra Benefits, they help with building a winning financial game plan for every stage of life for individuals and families across Washington County. Certified financial planner professional Matt Zettel helps take the guesswork out of planning so families can stay focused on what matters most. Call Petra Benefits today or visit PetraBenefits.com and be sure to catch My Two Cents with Matt Zettel every third Wednesday on KWHI.
All right, as we come back here, hey, parents, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And we're back here getting set for the Section 1 Tournament Championship game between Washington County and Lufkin. As we were talking about earlier, on the second night of the tournament, Lufkin beat Washington County, dropped Washington County into the loser's bracket. And then, I guess, Craig forgot to take that out of the rotation there. But nevertheless, Washington County came back and has worked their way up through a couple of extra wins through the loser's bracket. Now here they are, including that big win last night over Lufkin. And I was talking to my buddy Nicholas Odell from the Brenham Banner Press. He said Holden Hill just had an incredible game last night. And even though Lufkin actually out-hit Washington County was able to take advantage of some walks and some wild pitches, too, and was able to pull that one out last night, 8-0 the final there, and set up this one more winner-take-all game. And for Washington County, Django Moffitt will be heading to the Hill trying to see if he can pitch the boys in green on to victory. And we've got more to come here on the pregame. First, we're going to send you back to the studios, and let's hear some more from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at tilghmanhomes.com. To make your building visions come to life.
Swing by your local H-E-B department for everything you need to make your summer party at the park or pool unforgettable. From juicy burgers and sizzling steaks to marinated fajitas and Texas-sized sausage, they've got the goods. And don't forget the fixings. Grab fresh produce, bakery buns, cold drinks, sides, and all your summer favorites in one stop. Your summer, your grill. Your Brenham HEB. Let's party Texas style.
All right, as we come back here, time to take a look at the starting lineups. And first for the visiting Washington County All-Star, or actually for the Washington County All-Stars, so used to saying visiting because they've been visited just about every game. They're actually going to be the home team tonight. And it'll be Preston Hody leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the third baseman, Case Kinesic. Batting third will be the first baseman, Holden Hale. Batting fourth, the catcher, Graham Wilkie. Batting fifth will be Cam Seeley. Batting sixth, left fielder, Tanner Schrader. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Grady Curtis. Batting eighth will be the center fielder, Bo Mangan. Batting ninth will be Case Andrzejczyk. Batting tenth will be Reese Havisher. Batting 11th will be the pitcher, Django Moffitt. And batting 12th will be the second baseman, Brady Wallace. And for Washington County, the head coach is Chris Curtis. Assistant coaches are Dustin Kinesic and Charles Seeley. And now for the Lufkin starting lineup. Now, they didn't give us positions, but so we'll have to figure that out as the first inning goes along. It'll be Ryder Cole leading things off. It'll be followed by James Walter Scribner, Landon Anthony, Connor Cox, Easton Spies, Aaron Flores, Garrett Graham, Evan West, Jordan Harvard, Charlie Henderson, Leo Caballero, and Parker Brown. And the manager for Lufkin is Hall Henderson. Assistant coaches are Scotty West and Chase Brown. And the team's got warming up, trying to get ready for this one. And we are just about ready ourselves. And we're going to take another break. And we've got more to come here on the pregame after we send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend.
It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. You wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our American dream is ice cream. Red, White, and Bluebell is our strawberry ice cream loaded with strawberries, alongside creamy vanilla and blueberry ice cream with real blueberries. A full half gallon of Red, White, and Blue ice cream. Feel free to celebrate.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Brookshire Brothers stores and Round Top Mercantile Company.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Little League is about more than baseball. It's about families making memories together. From first pitches to post-game celebrations, everyone deserves to enjoy every moment. That's why families trust Medicare Equipment Specialties for quality home medical equipment, dependable service, and the personal care they deserve. Every generation has a role on game day, from the kids on the field to the grandparents in the bleachers. Trust Medicare Equipment Specialties.
Play ball!
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big all-star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
All right, as we come back here to Linda Anderson Park, Dahlmeyer Field, getting set for the Section 1 Boys Tournament Championship game between Washington County and Lufkin. Now let's take a look at your game time weather update. And it's mostly sunny skies. Boy, you ain't kidding on that one. And we got right now 89 degrees. Heat index makes it feel like it's 92. Not any rain expected in the forecast. We've got a 60% chance, or 60% humidity. Sunset tonight is scheduled for 8:31 p.m. And we got, let's see, where's my wind speed? Right now blowing out of the west-northwest at 8 miles an hour and gust up to 13 miles an hour. And, whoops. Flipped over. I don't need Austin weather. I need today's weather. And then tonight, it's supposed to get down to 76 degrees. And then tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 94. Sunday, pretty much an identical forecast. And then Monday, we got rain re-entering the forecast with a now up to a 50-50 shot of showers and thunderstorms on Monday, so we'll be sure and keep an eye on that one for you. That's our weather update, and we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria makes every meal a fiesta. Manuel's serves breakfast on Saturday and Sundays. For lunch and dinner, enjoy your favorite Mexican entrees, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, plus great drinks like margaritas, birritas, micheladas, sangriaritas, Mexican imported beer, and end on a sweet note with a tempting dessert like sopapillas. Manuel's is open for carryout Tuesday through Thursday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and Sunday till 3. Manuel's Mexican Restaurant. Restaurant in Taqueria, 409 West Main in Brenham.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
All right, as we come back here, the event at plate meeting with the umpires. We got a three-man crew tonight, and I think we're just about ready to get things underway with the official introductions and, of course, our national anthem and the Little League Pledge. Doug Brown with you here on this Friday evening. So glad you could be with us from Linda Anderson
Welcome
Park
Linda
at Delmar Field.
And
let's go up to the public address and John Baby.
Little League International and all of its local leagues promote and expect good sportsmanship by its players, coaches, volunteers, and spectators. We request your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, disparaging comments of any kind, or other intimidating actions taken by spectators, players, coaches, or volunteers that is deemed inappropriate by the Little League International Tournament Committee will not be tolerated and may jeopardize the eligibility of the participating teams within the Little League International Tournament. Please remember, Little League is about creating the best experience for the kids, and it's on all of us to make that happen. We thank you for your support. I want to reiterate, we want everyone to have a good time tonight, but that is especially true for the 24 ball players that we have on the field tonight. Please cheer as loudly as you can in a positive manner for your team, and feel free to praise a good effort for both teams. But remember, what your mother always told you, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. We will now introduce the teams for this game between Lufkin Little League and Washington County Little League. Starting with the visiting team from Lufkin. Number 2, Ryder Cole. Number 24, James Walters Kirchner. Number 3, Landon Anthony. Number 12, Connor Cox. Number 6, Easton Spees. Number 99, Aaron Flores. Number 1, Garrett Graham. Number 27, Evan West. Number 14, Jordan Havard. Number 13, Charlie Henderson. Number 7, Leo Caballero. And number 20, Parker Brown. The head coach for Lufkin is Hall Henderson. The assistant coaches are Scotty West and Chase Brown. And now for the home team, Washington County. Number 6, Preston Hardy. Number 27, Case Knizek. Number 25, Holden Hale. Number 44, Graham Wilkie. Number 5, Cam Seeley. Number 77, Tanner Schrader. Number 34, Brady Curtis. Number 12, Bo Mangan. Number 13, Case Andersack. Number 3, Reese Abishur. Number 98, Django Moffitt. Number 2, Brady Wallace. The head coach for Washington County is Chris Curtis. The assistant coaches are Dustin Knezek and Charles Seeley. Now please rise and move your hats for the playing of the national anthem and remain standing for the Little League Pledge. Little League Pledge, please repeat after me. I trust in God. I love my country and will respect its laws. I will play fair and strive to win. But win or lose, I will always do my best.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mason Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
And the first pitch from Daniel Moffitt is up high, a ball, 1-0, and we're underway. 6:59, the first pitch, and that one is sent by Ryder Cole in the right field for a leadoff single for the Lufkin All-Stars.
Now batting number 24,
James Walter Scribner. And so just like that, Lufkin with a runner aboard. And Moffitt now working to Scribner. And we'll place the fielders after this first pitch. And that one up high for a ball. Moffitt working to Graham Wilkie behind the plate, right side of the infield. He's got Olden Hill at first base. Brady Wallace at second, left side. Preston Odie at short. Case Kinesic at third. And next pitch up high, it's 2-0. Into the outfield, Bo Mangum is at center, flanked in right by Grady Curtis, and in left, by Tanner Schrader. That one way outside of ball, and it's 3-0. Moffitt did pitch a little bit in last night's game. From what I was told, he only threw 9 pitches. So that didn't affect the status for today. Pitch is a strike, and it's 3-1. And down low, ball 4. To 2 on for Lufkin. It brings up Landon Anthony. Anthony going down to have a word with his coach at third. Pitch to Anthony in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. We're in the top of the first inning, just getting underway. You're listening to KWHI, 1280 AM, K269GU, 101.7 FM at Brenham. And that one is going to scoot through, and the run will come home to make it 1-0.
Now batting number 12, Connor Cox.
And that one scoots through, and like, I don't know what it hit, because the umpire was blocking my view. It was on his way out to short and then bounced up and went over the shortstop's head and into left field. And Cox sends this one, ground ball to first, sail up with it, gets the lead out. And safe at second. So Cox retired, but Anthony and Scribner move up.
Now batting
Scribner
now
third, Anthony at second. But one down now. And Easton Spies the batter. And pitch from Moffitt, foul back into the fence area. Would have been a little more to the right, I'd have had to try to make a play on it. Bounced up there, ball, it gets away. Throw home, and get home on the ball. And Scribner scores the wild pitch to make it 2-0, Lufkin. And that's going to bring a quick visit to the mound. And then Coach Curtis out there just trying to settle everybody down. Lufkin's gotten off to this fast start. And you want everybody to just relax, take a deep breath, and do what they can to get these last couple of outs here. Meanwhile, on that wild pitch, with Scribner scoring, Anthony moves over to third base. And it's 0-1 count with one out here in the inning. Lufkin with a 2-0 lead. Washington County needs to see if they get two more outs here and not let any more damage get done. And I guess that was a walk, and Spies is going to head on down to first. And brings a Baron Flores now, so runners at the corners. Squares away to bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes a strike. And meanwhile, Spies will take second uncontested. And that was one of the keys in the Tuesday night game when they played Lufkin. Lufkin jumped out to a big lead early, and then Washington County wasn't able to battle back. And Forrest fouled that one away. It's 0-2. Side of ball, and it's 1-2. Swing and a miss, and close down on strikes for out number two. And that'll bring up Garrett Graham. So now Moffitt does one more out from getting out of this inning. And Grahamson does one. That is going to be deep, and that is up against the fence. That's going to get two home. And it's going to end up being a long single for Graham. And two RBIs makes it 4-0 in favor of Luskin.
Number 27, Evan West.
And Moffitt, his pitch foul tipped into the mitt, and it's 0-1. And outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Oh, no, he did call that a strike, and it's 0-2. Hey, we'll take it at this point. Up high for a ball, and it's 1-2. Lufkin jumping out to the early 4-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. Moffitt trying to get one more out, getting out of this inning. Swing and a miss, and he gets it. In the inning, though, they do come up with four runs on three hits and no errors and nobody left on. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. Lufkin leads it 4-0 back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Diamond and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Diamond and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Diamond and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Leroy Schrader Contractor Incorporated is your local supplier of natural building and landscape stone. Accent your landscape with patio flagstone, moss and waterfall rock, bed border stone, and boulders. Plus, they offer bulk garden and flower bed mix, topsoil, mulch, and compost. They also carry building stones for homes, fireplaces, and swimming pools, road material for driveway, septic rock, and bag cement. Leroy Schrader Contractor, 8051 Highway 36 North. Open weekdays 7:30 till 5. Call 836-6521 or 1-800-392-9784 today.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
And as we come back here, James Walter Scribner, the pitcher, and first batter Preston Hody, and he put one right in the middle of his back, and so Hody will get up and take a trot down to first, and brings up Case Kinesic. We're in the bottom of the first, Lufkin leading Washington County 4-0. Washington County trying to bounce back, the pitch is a strike called to Kinesic. Scribner, the pitcher, working to Leo Caballero behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Ryder Cole at first, Charlie Henderson at second. And pitches in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Left side, Aaron Flores at short, Connor Cox at third. Outfielders Landon Anthony in center, Jordan Havard in right, and Parker Brown in left. And this one's going to be popped up. And second baseman, Henderson making the grab there for out number one. And now Holden Hale, the batter. Washington County trying to see if they can at least Let's see, at least get a couple. Of course, you'd love to get all of them back, but you'd like at least like to get a couple of those runs back here in the bottom half of this inning. And Hill takes the first pitch outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Pitches inside for a ball, 2-0. Governor's pitch. This one back up over the middle. And that is going to scoot on through for a base hit. And it's the Washington County now with a couple of runners aboard. Brings up Graham Wilkie, the cleanup hitter. As it's in this, for the Section 1 Tournament Championship, it is winner-take-all. Each team's beaten the other at least once this week. And Wilkie, that's a low roller, second baseman up, and throw to first. Not in time! And Wilkie beat it out. I tell you what, Wilkie was really hustling, getting that line, and made it over there to first.
Now batting number five.
Now that'll bring up Cam Sealy. Bases loaded, one out. And Caballero, I have to talk to Scrivener. Cole in from first base as well. And now pulling the infield in, they're going to be trying to cut the run at the plate. Golden opportunity for Washington County to cut into that lead. You see them come through with a hit here. And first pitch, a strike, 0-1. Just caught that outside corner. Scrivener's next pitch. Foul back into the fence, and it's 0-2 now. Swing and a miss. And Seeley down on strikes for out number two. And so now that'll bring up Tanner Schrader. As you can hear, a lot of excitement here on this one. Yeah, first pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Schrader getting the start in left field tonight. And outside for a ball, 2-0. One run home, and it's going to be a two-run single for Schrader as Odie and Hill both score, and it's now 4-2 ball game.
Now batting number 34, Grady Curtis.
Now Grady Curtis to the plate, and so now it's Lumpkin 4, Washington County 2. Pitch from Scrivener. Down low for a ball, it's 1-0. Yeah! And outside for a ball. 2-0. Outside, 3-0 count. There's a base open. And a strike call. Ooh, I don't know about that. Looked a little low to me. And three balls and a strike. There are two down in the inning. Scrivener. That one, ground ball to third, and it's going to be a foot race to the bag, and that is going to be won by Connor Cox to retire the side.
After the first inning, the score is Lufkin 4, Washington County 2.
So in the inning, it's Lufkin 4, Washington County 2. Back at, as we head to the top of the second, back into we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Conjuratel Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
All right, as we come back here, a little Fozzie on there for the bumper music for you. And it's going to be, it's Lufkin leading this one 4-2 over Washington County, top of the second inning. Django Moffitt warming up for a second inning work. We'll be looking at the 9, 10, and 11 batters for Lufkin. Jordan Havard, Charlie Henderson, and Leo Caballero. Havard, left-hand batter, steps in. And he pops this one in the air, little flare out the center. Oh, there, making the grab is Bo Mangan for out number one. Nice sliding catch there by Mangan.
Now batting number 13, Charlie Henderson.
Charlie Henderson, the batter. Of course, Bo got some, comes from a long line of Cub greats. Of course, Grandpa Walt, coach of the state champion, Brenham Cubette softball team, and then his dad and uncle, both great players as well. Just recently, wasn't this past year, but a couple of years ago, got inducted into the Football Hall of Fame. And strike call, it's 0-2 on Charlie Henderson. Next pitch from Moffitt, that one's up high. And it's 1-2. And that one up high, 2-2. I'd be curious to know whether the name Django, I wonder if he's named after Django Walker, the Texas country singer. That'd be something I'd like to find out. And pitches up high, 3-2, just for my own curiosity. Pitch foul back. Full count now, 3-2. Moffitt with the next pitch. And ball four. I'm surprised he took that because that was an awfully close pitch. And you think with it being a 3-2 count, you normally swing away to try to protect yourself there. I was surprised that Henderson was able to hold up. And so it'll bring up Leo Caballero. And first pitch from Moffitt down low for a ball. And side. And it's 2-0. And that one up high for a ball is 3-0. And down low, ball four, second straight walk. Now two runners aboard for Lufkin here in the second.
Number 20, Parker Brown.
Brings up Parker Brown, and that's going to bring another visit to the mound. It's already the fourth walk issued by Moffitt, and we're only one out here into the second inning. Coach is at his say. Brown, left hand batter. And strike call, 0-1. And pitch outside for a ball. 1-1. The leadoff man, Ryder Cole, would be due up next. 1-1 delivery, squares away to Button. Fouls it back into the screen. That'll hold it at 1-2. Foul tip into the mitt, and down on strikes goes Brown for out number two.
Now batting number two, Ryder Cole.
And Ryder Cole, the leadoff man, comes up. He lined a single into right field his first time up. And came around to score the first run of the ball game. Well, an RBI single by Landon Anthony. And Thomas Cole. And looks like with Caballero being, they're going to have Brown come out in courtesy run so that Caballero can go back in the dugout and get his catching gear on. And Cole, this one, caught by Hill at first on the line drive. And that will try to stop to any inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two left on. And we go to the bottom of the second. It's Lufkin 4, Washington County 2. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Summertime is color time. This summer, why not spend your time off with a home improvement project? You can use this time to try one of the most popular DIY projects, painting. And you can find your favorite color with one of America's most popular paints, Benjamin Moore. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com. That's the PaintW.com.
There's never been a better time than this summer for a metal building project. Whether it's a new steel roof, a storage building, workshop, barn, or barndominium, DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop are here to help. For over a quarter century, DDM has been turning ideas into reality across Texas by fabricating metal building components. Their staff can explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and roof design. Explore the possibilities with their interactive design demo at DDMBuildings.com. Or visit DDM Custom Metal Buildings location in Brenham or Bastrop.
4R Fuel has you covered with fuel deliveries throughout the Brazos Valley. Locally owned and operated by Billy, 4R Fuel delivers bulk fuel right to your home, farm, ranch, or business. They offer highway diesel, farm diesel, and gasoline, delivered when and where you need it. No lines, no downtime, just reliable fuel service you can count on. Call 979-836-7123. 4R Fuel. Call Billy today at 836-7123.
All right, on to the bottom of the second inning we go. And first pitch is swung on. And that is going to be into right field and caught as Bo Mangan Sends one out to right field, and that was caught by Jordan Havard for out number one. The one pitch, one out for Scrivener. Brings up Case Andrzejczyk. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Lufkin leading Washington County 4-2. And this one, a bouncer back to the pitcher. Scrivener throws to first and gets the out. So two pitches, two outs. And brings up Reese Havisher. Washington County trying to bounce back. And this one taken for a strike in zone one after falling behind 4-0 early. And Avisher fouls that one away. And it's 0-2. Django Moffitt, the pitcher, would be due up next for Washington County. Scrivener with a long look in a Caballero. And the pitch. And that one's up high for a ball. Caballero tried to frame it and get a call, but didn't work. That one inside. Napisher fouls that one off. Third baseman over to retrieve it. As it went over to the Washington County dugout. Washington County this evening in the third base dugout, while Lufkin's in the first base dugout. And strike three called on Napisher. And that one will tie the side in the inning. No runs, no scores, nobody left. We go to the top of the third, and it's Lufkin 4, Washington County 2. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
And first pitch to Scrivener, back up the middle. Hody up with it. Throws to first and gets in. Great play there by Preston. Hody for out number one. Put a blue star on that, baby. And brings up Landon Anthony. We're in the top of the third inning. Lufkin leading Washington County 4-2. Doug Brown with you here on this Friday evening. And Anthony smashes that one into left field. And he thought about two, but luckily for Washington County, our left fielder Tanner Schrader getting the ball back in quickly. But Anthony now 2-for-2 and brings up Connor Cox. Connor grounded out to first base his first time up. Pitch from Moffitt, and he skies this one a high fly ball. Going foul. Is it going to hang up? No, it's going to hit the other side of the fence. Down the right field line there. Somebody's going to get him a souvenir. And a long, noisy strike is what it amounts to. And gosh, that one is over the center fielder's head, up against the fence. And Anthony's streaking around third. He's coming home. High throw to the plate, and Anthony will score to make it now 5-2. And Cox, as the throw came home, ended up going into second base. And so that makes it now 5-2 Lufkin. And brings up Easton Spies.
Now batting number 6, Easton Spies.
Spies walked and scored his first time up. It's on the ground ball to third. Knezek looks the runner back, throws to first, and gets the out.
Now batting
two down now brings up Aaron Flores. Flores struck out his first time up. And this one down the line looking foul. And that'll roll over into the right field corner by the bullpen. And outside for a ball, 1-1. Pine, 2-1. And strike called, 2-2. This one's going to get popped up. And Hody hauls it in for out number 3. And so in the inning, there was one run on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 left on. And we go to the bottom of the 3rd. Lufkin now leading Washington County 3-2. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and wishes them good luck at state.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Leroy Schrader Contractor Incorporated is your local supplier of natural building and landscape stone. Accent your landscape with patio flagstone, moss and waterfall rock, bed border stone, and boulders. Plus, they offer bulk garden and flower bed mix, topsoil, mulch, and compost. They also carry building stones for homes, fireplaces, and swimming pools, road material for driveways, septic rock, and bag cement. Leroy Schrader Contractor, 8051 Highway 36 North. Open weekdays 7:30 till 5. Call 836-6521 or 1-800-392-9784 today.
All right, on we go to the bottom of the 3rd inning. And for Washington County, Django Moffitt leading off against Scrivener. Scrivener's first pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Washington County trailing it now 5-2 after Lufkin put another run on the board in the top half of this inning. And swung and missed. No balls, 2 strikes. It'll be Moffitt followed by Wallace and then Hody in this inning. That one outside, 1-2. Scrivener was shooting to the outside corner. bad swing and a miss. Dan Moffitt down on strikes. And that is the third strikeout for Scribner. Brings up Brady Wallace, the second baseman. And got to change here. Spiess is now doing the catching. And one outside for a ball. Let's see if there are any other changes, but looks like the rest of it's still the same. Swung out and missed by Wallace. And it's 1-1. And that one is a wild one back to the backstop, and it's 2-1. Coming in tonight from Linda Anderson Sports Complex here at Dallmeyer Field. And a five for a ball, and it's 3-1. You're listening to KWHI, 1280 AM, K269GU, 101.7 FM. And pitch a strike home, full count now. And a little flare out to right center. It's got dropped into the base for Wallace. And Washington County has a base runner as Preston Hody comes to the plate.
Number six, Preston Hody.
And Hody got plunked in the back his first time up. Now the adrenaline running right now, so probably doesn't feel it, but probably feel it in the morning. Pitches up high for a ball, as we want to know. Also came around to score the first run of the game for Washington County. And it tried to hold up. Umpire says he did not, and it's 1-1. And swung and a miss. And it's 1-2. And pitch inside. 2-2. Nearly got him again. And that one caught the inside corner for strike three. Two down now and brings up Case Knesset. Pitches inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. And that one line drive, it gets into right field for a base hit. And the two runners on the second baseman was going for it, and just like a dying quail out there. And
they
got two runners aboard now for Holden Hale. He's had a lot of big hits in this tournament. And Washington County, let's see if he can do it one more time. That one is a ball, 1-0. Scrivener needing one more out. Hale trying to keep it going here for Washington County. And the pitch. Ground ball to third. That's going to scoot through for a base hit. And that is going to load him up now and brings up Graham Wilkie.
Batting number 44, Graham Wilkie.
And time is called. It's going to bring a visit from Coach Anderson to the mound. And you got to wonder on, especially with the amount of pitches some of these young men have thrown as to how much gas they got left, and especially some of them have pitched multiple times already this week, how much gas they got left in the tank. Two outs in the inning. Lufkin leading by 3-5-2 here in the third. Wilkie singled his first time up. Chance to cut in that lead even further if he can come through with a hit here.
Easton, you gotta be
And one outside, it's 1-0. And outside for a ball. And it's 2-0. And inside, 3-0 now. That one gets away, and the run will come home. That'll make it 5-3.
Now batting number 5, Cam Seeley.
Wallace scores. Knezek to the third and Hale the second. Brings up Cam Seeley with the bases still loaded. That one's going to be popped up. Second baseman calling for it. And he will make the grab for out number 3. In the inning, Washington County does get one run on 3 hits. There were no errors. And the bases left loaded. After 3 innings, it's Lufkin 5, Washington County 3. Back into here another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's By&By next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at tilghmanhomes.com. To make your building visions come to life.
All right, we come back here. We're halfway through this one. Top of the fourth inning. Garrett Graham sends this one into right field, a base hit. One pitch and a solid smash there. Gets him aboard. Hey, fans, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children, more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. And bunt attempt is taken for a strike. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from the Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website, www.littleleague.org. And Evan West takes a ball, and it went back to the backstop, so Graham's able to move up. West lays down a beautiful bunt. Wilkie up, but throws to first, and got him at first. And so on that bunt, that moves Graham over to third base now. And Jordan Havard, the batter. Havard flew out to center, and Bo Ming made a great play on him last time up. And this one foul over to the first base dugout, and that is 0-1. Yeah, strike called. And quickly here, 0-2. Yeah, Time is called. Go Tigers and have a word with Havard. Pitch, another coming home, and coming in the score is going to be Graham. That'll make it now 6-3. So Muffkin increases their lead back up to a 3-run deficit. And Hammer pops this one up, backtracking goes Hody, and he'll haul it in for out number two. And that's going to bring in Charlie Henderson.
Charlie Henderson.
And a ground ball foul up the first base side. The one count. One and a miss, 0-2. Foul up against the fence. Now holding it 0-2 to Henderson. Side for a ball. 1-2. And outside, ball two. Foul up the third base side. And Coach Henderson making a nice play there. And outside, ball three. It's a full count now. After Moffitt was out in front 0-2. Now Henderson has come back to work the count full. Ball four. Anthony Henderson will move
batting
up.
Batting number seven, Leo Caballero.
And Leo Caballero bats. He walked his first time up as well. And Moffitt's pitch is a strike call, 0-1. And a pie for a ball. 1-1. Fast up there, ball. And that will allow the runner to move up. Yeah, 2-1. Going to be popped up. Yeah, foul out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Foul tip and get the win. Two balls, two strikes. That one, I think they're checking. I think that one got the home plate umpire and the chest protector. So give him a little time to make sure he's okay. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Mint Run is going to be in there for a base hit. And they're going to hold the runner at third. Single by Cavallaro and brings up Parker Brown.
Now batting number 20, Parker Brown.
Punts the ball foul. And that one out the left hand foul ball. Trying to get that one the opposite way. And so, 0-2 count. And swings that one, sends it out to left field. Schrader over and makes the grab for round number three. Great play there by Tanner Schrader, and that one kind of a side in the end. No, they do get one run on two hits. There were no errors, and one left on. Or no, two left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Lufkin leading Washington County 6-3. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Washington Animal Clinic. Quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals. Supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
And as we come back here, bottom of the fourth inning, Schrader sends this one out to left field. And that one's going to be caught for out number one by Parker Brown. And going to bring up Grady Curtis. One pitch, one out for Scrivener. Lufkin leading 6-3 here at the Minor Boys Section 1 Tournament Championship game. This is winner take all at Linda Anderson Park, specifically Dallmeyer Field. And that one down the line, fair ball by Curtis. And he's going to kick into the corner. He's digging for two. Throw coming in, and he's going to slide in there with a double. First extra base hit that we've seen this evening. And now Bo Meng in the batter.
Now batting number 12, Bo Mangan.
And this one, ground ball to second. Second baseman up with throws to first, and then it's one away. But Megan does gets the job. He gets Curtis moved over to third base. And that'll bring up Case Andrzejczyk.
Now batting number 13, Case Andrzejczyk.
Swing and miss, and it's 0-1. Foul back in the screen here, 0-2. Well, and this got him on strikes. And in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we have played through four. Going to the fifth inning now, and it is 6-3 Lufkin. Back at we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters or their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star team currently competing in the Little League State Tournament.
And the first pitch, and Ryder Cole sends that one. A ground ball, and second baseman for Washington County is Wallace couldn't handle it. It'll be an E4 that allows him to reach. Yeah, Scrivener comes to play. Some changes for the Washington County on offense. On defensively. You got Case Kinesnik is your, or Case Kinesnik is your new pitcher. Let's see. Wilkie's still catching. Right side of the infield still the same. Hale at first, Wallace second, left side. Hody is at short. Grady Curtis comes in from the outfield to play third. That one, a fly ball out to right. Over is Havisher, and he catches that for out number one. Mangan still in center, and Andrzejczyk has come into the game now to play left field. And so one out, one on for Landon Anthony. Anthony 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. 2 runs scored and an RBI. And pitch to him is inside for a ball, 1-0. Both these teams playing for a shot at going the state tournament in Baylor. Led by a cut by Preston Hody. And that is out number two. I'll tell you what, he is really been slapping the leather out there at short. As Connor Cox comes into bat. By the way, you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM, K269 GU 101.7 FM in Brenham. Across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. And on our KWHI app for your smartphone, which those of you that were having trouble with it earlier understand it's fixed now. So good deal there. And Cox swings and misses on the inside pitch. So it's 1-1. Okay. And Cox winds that one in the right field base hit. And Havisham's getting it back in. Runner keeps going first to third. And for Cox, he's now 2-for-3. They got runners on the corners with two outs here against Kinesic. As Easton's piece bats. Muffkin trying to add to their 6-3 lead, get some insurance runs. Washington County trying to hold them at bay. Spies 0-for-1, but did walk and score run his first time up. And that one taken outside for a ball. And up. The threw down to second. It threw through, but let the run cut. Didn't get the out at second. Didn't get the runner at home either. And it's a goal. Comes in to score. Makes it 7-3 now. And that one's in the gap. Knocked down by Hody. He's not going to have a chance at him, though. He beats it out for the infield hit. Does Spies. And now Aaron Flores will be the batter. So two on, two out.
Now batting number nine.
And with that other run scoring, that'll make it now 7-3 Lufkin. Bottom of the fifth. Or no, top of the fifth, excuse me.
Let's go, Aaron.
And strike call, 0-1. Time call. As Anthony is going to come in to run for Spies. So Spies can get his catching gear back on. Just waiting for the okay to go ahead and resume here. A one pitch, down low ball. Well, the ball gets stopped there by Wilkie. And outside for a ball. And it's 2-1. And squared away. Bunt pulls the bat back and takes a strike. And it's 2-2. And that went outside for a ball. Knesset trying to get through this fifth inning. And the pitch. It's going to be sent out in the outfield. Havisham and Mangan both going for it. Havisham makes the grab. Four out number three. So in the inning, it was one run on two hits, one error, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Lufkin leading Washington County 7-3. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
All right, bottom half of the fifth inning in Washington County, trailing at 7-3. Scribner ready with a pitch to Havisher. And is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Doug Brown back with you here on this Friday evening. To me, I don't know. I guess I've been a fun. I keep thinking for some reason that I guess because it's the holiday weekend, feels more as that one grounded to third. Third baseman bobbled the ball, and Havisher reaches. And so Washington County with a base runner brings up Django Moffitt. Yeah, Thomas Call.
That's all I'm checking. Thank you.
Yeah, it's Django Moffitt bats here.
Django Moffitt.
Yeah, for some reason, I guess because it's the holiday weekend, it feels like a Saturday today to me. Even though I know it's Friday, pitch is a strike. Pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. So I wanted to make sure I wore my Hawaiian shirt this morning for the morning show. Otherwise, Craig would never forgive me if I missed 2 weeks in a row. 1-1 pitch. Swung and missed. One ball and two strikes. And strike three called. Moffitt called looking for out number one. And that'll bring up Brady Wallace. Pitch is taken for a ball. And it's 1-0. In there for a strike. 1-1. Scrivener so far has gone the distance for Lufkin. Foul tip back to the fence. One ball and two strikes. And outside for a ball, 2-2. And pitches inside for a ball, 3-2. And that one's sent out to center. And then it makes the catch. We're out number two.
Now batting number six, Preston Hody.
And back to the top of the order with Preston Hody. And pitch is taken for a strike. Outside for a ball, 1-1. And this one, a little flare out to short. Shortstop didn't hang on to it. And Odie will reach. Second error of the inning on Lufkin. So a couple of runners on. And now let's see. In Washington County, you can take advantage of it with Dustin Kinesic batting. Kinesic 1-2. High for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, this one fouled away. 1-1. Scrivener just needing one more out to get out of this inning. Strike called, 1-2. Oh, didn't like that one. That looked inside and low to me. And on chopper to third base. Only plays to first. And he's not going to get him. He didn't throw the hit for Kinesic. And so Kinesic now. He's 2-for-3, and that's going to bring a visit. And you got to think that's probably going to be it for Scrivener. He's going to motion to make the change. He hasn't done it yet. Waiting to see what the coach is going to do here. Lufkin leading Washington County 7-3, but Washington County with the bases loaded. And they are going to make a change as Anthony's going to come in and pitch. So while there's a pitching change, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios, and let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop with your shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way, you can hurry back to fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters. Located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
Okay, as we come back here, and Landon Anthony has come on the pitch for the Lufkin All-Stars.
Number three, Landon Anthony.
And they'll be looking at Holden Hale.
Now batting for Washington County, number 25, Holden Hale.
And Garrett Graham's coming in the game. He's down center. And Scrivener is going to go play short. Yeah, it's a Holden Hale. He's 2-for-2 with a pair of hits. And first pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. And takes a pie for a ball. It's 2-0. Inside, almost hit him, and Hill moves out of the way, and it's now 3-0. Washington County trailing by 4. And then he's pitched in there that time for a strike, and it's 3-1. Down low, ball 4, and then a walk in a run. Haverich scores to make it 7-4 now, and brings up Graham Wilkie. Mookie has single and walked. Also got an RBI as well. And pitcher man with a way high ball, if you want to know. And pitch taken for a strike, and it's 1-1. And that one down the line. That's got a chance. Foul ball. Well, everybody will have to retreat to their respective bases. And Mookie will get another swing. I mean, that thing just rode the line all the way down there and just barely, and I mean, my eyelash went foul. And the 1-2, and that one's going to be into left center. That's going to be a gapper. That'll get at least one home. And two, and that's going to clear the bases with a three-run double for Graham Wilkie. And just like that, we are tied now, 7-7. And that'll bring up Kent and Seeley, the batter. And now Coach Henderson from Lufkin rally. And he's going to stick with Anthony. And let's see if Seeley can put one. He comes in with a hit here. He can definitely put Washington County in the lead for the first time this evening. And that one fouled away. Pitch, and that one is down the line. Foul. 0-2. And this one foul away. Down the line and foul once again. Anthony's pitch up high for a ball. And down strikes goes Seeley. And so that will send us to the sixth inning. We are all tied up, 7-7. Back after we hear 90 seconds from the sponsors.
Manuel's Mexican Restaurant Taqueria makes every meal a fiesta. Manuel serves breakfast on Saturday and Sundays. For lunch and dinner, enjoy your favorite Mexican entrees, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, plus great drinks like margaritas, birritas, micheladas, sangriaritas, Mexican imported beer, and end on a sweet note with a tempting dessert like sopapillas. Manuel's is open for carryout Tuesday through Thursday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and Sunday till 3. Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, 409 West Main in Brenham.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Looking for a bank that rewards you to get started? At Citizens State Bank, opening a new checking or savings account comes with something extra, a complimentary gift just for you. With local people, local decisions, and service you can trust, we've been helping our neighbors manage their banking needs since 1925. Stop by any CSB location or visit csbtx.bank/newaccountpromo for requirements and eligible accounts. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply.
All right, here we go as we head to the sixth inning. All tied at 7 apiece. And Knesset, his first pitch to Graham, is taking 4 balls. 1-0. It'll be Graham, West, and Havard here in the sixth. Down low for a ball. But whatever happens, Washington County, with them being the home team, would get the last at bat. 1-1 pitch. That's going to be sent out to center. Mangan over. And they'll make the grab for out number one.
Now batting number 27, Evan West.
And Evan West, the batter now. Thank you. And pitch is taking 4 balls. It's a strike call on there. West 0 for 1. Played a sacrifice bunt down last time up. And it's going to pop this one up. That'll go out of play. No 2 pitch. Strike 3 called. That's 2 away. And Jordan Abbott, the batter. And pitches up high. 1 ball, no strikes. Foul ball up the first base side. Never know for 2. He's put the ball in the air both times. Yeah, that one inside has to get out of the way of that one. 2-1. Knesset trying for a 1-2-3 inning. And this one, ground ball to second. The ball is booted by Wallace. And so that is going to put a runner on. And that'll bring up Charlie Henderson now. Two out here in the inning. And pitch is a strike call, 0-1. Henderson has walked both times he's been up. And this one back to the pitch. Oh, it's off the glove. And throw to first, and they still got him anyway. It was off of Knesset's glove, but Wallace made the play through on the first and got the final out of the inning. So no runs, no hits, 1 error, 1 left done. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Washington County just needs 1 run to punch their ticket to state. We'll be back to see how it transpires, and we'll hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Boy, what an amazing turn of events. As the pitch is up high for a ball. 2-1 count on Tanner Schrader. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. All tied up at 7 apiece. Washington County battling back here against Lufkin. That one, line drive caught by the center fielder. Graham there from number one. But you think about it, after the top half of the first inning, Washington County was trailing 4-0 at that point. And it looked like maybe Lufkin might walk out of here with this one, but they just, credit to these Washington County guys, they kept battling, never put their heads down and stayed in the whole game. And now they just need one more win to punch their ticket to the state tournament. As pitches a strike call to Grady Curtis. Curtis doubled his last time up. And so that one foul over to one of the adjoining fields. No balls and two strikes. And swing and a miss. Curtis down on the strikes for out number two. And so that'll bring up Bo Mangan.
Now batting number 12, Bo Mangan.
Anthony on the hill there for Lufkin. And Mangan fouls that one away. Of course, as we said, the winner of this lose on the state tournament. Loser this can go swimming the rest of the summer. This one fouled away. No balls, two strikes. I believe it was a wise man from Burton that said that. Swing and a miss, and Megan down on strikes to retire the side. So we're going to extra innings. All tied at 7 apiece, back with the top of the 7th inning. After we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
It all begins with understanding the value of savings. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is here when dreams take flight. When you're building your future and when it's time to enjoy the rewards of your hard work, they empower their members to make smart financial decisions through education, covering budgeting, savings, identity protection, and smart buying strategies. They proudly serve the communities through partnership with local schools and charitable organizations for every goal and every milestone. They're here for you. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union. Educate, partner, serve.
federally insured by the NCUA.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal. Not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Pitch is a strike call. It's 0-2 on Leo Caballero. As we come back here, Case Kinesnik on the hill. And now ball third, throw the first, gets the out. That's one away on Caballero. Now the rules are, since we're into extra innings, to start the inning with whoever made the last out, which in this case would be Charlie Henderson in the previous inning. He starts the inning on second base. And now it's Parker Brown, the batter. They're all tied up to 7 apiece. Brown swings and misses. Chase one outside. And it's 0-1. Both these teams badly want that championship. And this one fouled away, and that's over to the left side. That'll be out of play. Kinesnik ready. And that one inside, and it hit him. So I put two runners aboard. And now they'll bring up Ryder Cole. Cole coming to the plate. He is 1-for-3. He's reached on a single and also reached on an error. Pitch is taken for a ball. And that one taken for a ball as well. It's 2-0. And that one sent out to center. And that's going to drop in for a hit. Megan with a throw over to third. The ball got away. And so the runner will be safe. And it's a time call. We're having a conversation.
Yeah,
just checking in on the Astros and Rays score. They're going to the top of the sixth inning there. They got no score yet. They're just starting the sixth inning. I believe Arrighetti is pitching tonight. And here's the pitch. That one sent out to right center, Mangan over. Oh, they collided and dropped the ball. That's going to get two runs on. And you got a runner hung up between second and third. And they get the tag on him. The two runs are in now, makes it 9-7.
Now batting number three, Landon Anthony.
As it brings up Landon Anthony. Yeah, he'll get a visit to the mound. Yeah, as Lufkin's retaking the lead. Washington County now really just got to settle down here, get this last out, and then let the bats go to work. So we got a runner at first, two down. Anthony the batter. Anthony's 2 for 3 with a pair of singles. And that one up and in a ball. Can I say right now, somebody in the crowd just said throw strikes. That's just about what I was. Guys, to throw some strikes. That one's popped up. And that is going to go out of play. Curtis gave chase. But it's going to go into the row of parents and grandparents and whoever else has brought them a lawn chair down the side there. And this one down the line, fair ball. That's going to scoot into the corner. And it's going to be a double for Anthony. And Scrivener going to be held up at third base. And brings up Connor Cox. And it is going to put Cox on, intentional walk, and load the bases.
Number six,
and start
Spies.
Taking chances with Easton Spies. Although Spies has been on base twice, he's got a hit and a walk. We're in the seventh inning.
Easton, base hit, baby. Stay back and drive it. Stay back.
Muffin has put already two runs on the board and looking for more. A little flare out to the pitcher and thought I could miss it. And that'll retire the side in the inning. Though there were two runs scored on three hits, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Do or die for Washington County. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and wishes them good luck at state.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
All right, and Case under check with the ground ball. Over to short, throw to first, and that's out number one. We're back here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Number three.
Lufkin leads it 9-7. Bo Mangan, who made the last out in the sixth inning, started the inning at second base, and now with that ground out, is now at third. Reese Havisher, the batter. Pitch from Anthony. Down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Washington County needs two to tie and one to win. Anything less than that, and Lufkin leaves here with the championship. Swung and a miss. It's 1-1 on Havisher. Last time we reached on an error and came around to score a run. Time called. Yeah, way high back to the batting stop. Not enough for the runner to come home. One foul away. Two balls and two strikes. Yeah, that one back to the pitcher. Throws the first, gets the outrunner coming home, and he's safe. And so that'll make it 9-8. And for Washington County, it's down to Django Moffitt. And they're running up high for a ball. And it's 1-0. Yeah, Moffitt, Wallace, and then if you get a chance, back to the top of the order with Hody. And Moffitt swings and misses. One ball and one strike. And so far this evening, Moffitt 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Swings and misses, and it's now 1 and 2. It's a Washington County season down to their final strike. And foul back right to the fence. Thankfully, there's a fence here. Otherwise, that would have probably clunked me up right side of my noggin. 1-2 pitch. Swung and a miss. And Moffitt down on strikes. And that is it. As Lufkin wins it, your final score 9-8 in 7 innings. And Lufkin will move on to the state tournament in Pearland next week. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will have our post-game report. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Little League is about more than baseball. It's about families making memories together. From first pitches to post-game celebrations, everyone deserves to enjoy every moment. That's why families trust Medicare Equipment Specialties for quality home medical equipment, dependable service, and the personal care they deserve. Every generation has a role on game day, from the kids on the field to the grandparents in the bleachers. Trust Medicare Equipment Specialties.
Play ball!
Little League season is all about teamwork, preparation, and playing the long game. That's why at Petra Benefits, they help with building a winning financial game plan for every stage of life for individuals and families across Washington County. Certified financial planner professional Matt Zettel helps take the guesswork out of planning so families can stay focused on what matters most. Call Petra Benefits today or visit PetraBenefits.com. And be sure to catch My Two Cents with Matt Zettel every third Wednesday on KWHI.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine on off the field.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
All right, back we go here. And hey, fans, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit Little League website at www.littleleague.org. Well, we come back here once again. Your final score, it is Lufkin winning it over Washington County 9-7, and they had to take seven innings to do it. Washington County was trailing at 1.4-0 after the first inning, but then battled back and was able to tie the game up and send it into extra innings. But Lufkin able to pull it away in extra innings and get the win here tonight, and so they move on to the state tournament in Pearland. So that means we only got one local team left, and that is the Major Girls, and they'll be opening up their state tournament next weekend also. Theirs is in Rosenberg, and we'll be there for that right here on KWHI. And we're going to take one final break and be back to wrap it up tonight after we hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
4R Fuel has you covered with fuel deliveries throughout the Brazos Valley. Locally owned and operated by Billy, 4R Fuel delivers bulk fuel right to your home, farm, ranch, or business. They offer highway diesel, farm diesel, and gasoline, delivered when and where you need it. No lines, no downtime, just reliable fuel service you can count on. Call 979-836-7123. 4R Fuel. Call Billy today at 836-7123. Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at TielemanHomes.com to make your building visions come to life. Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters or their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-793. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League State Tournament.
In a world where banks are bought, sold, and renamed, one thing still matters: who you trust with your banking needs.
At Citizens State Bank, our name hasn't changed, and neither has our commitment to our community. Local people, local decisions, real relationships. We've been your hometown bank for over 100 years, and we're not going anywhere. Citizens State Bank, proudly serving our community since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
All right, as we come back here, they're doing the post-game ceremony on the field with Washington County and Lufkin. And good show of sportsmanship here for Lufkin, going in, shaking hands with the Washington County players after the game. And both teams getting their medals and pins for taking part in the tournament. It's been an incredible ride. Three great games from these two teams. And what a way to finish it off. Lufkin wins it 9-8 in seven innings, the final score here. Both teams just really gave it their all here. And tonight just happened to be Lufkin's night. But I'll tell you what, these Washington County kids battled back and never quit. They kept going the whole way. And did their families proud here this evening. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us here. I want to say a special thank you to our buddy John Mabee, who helps run these tournaments. He has put in an Ironman amount of time over the last about month and a half right now. And he really has done a great job keeping these tournaments going and organized. And just one of the two great guys in our business. And always enjoy talking to him, and he's done a great job here giving his time to the Little League. And meanwhile, also big thank you to Grayson sticking with us tonight back at the studios. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And of course, we thank our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And until we meet again, we're all of us here at KWHI Sports. This is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
You've been listening to the broadcast of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. Tonight's post-game show was made possible by Medicare Equipment, Texas Farm Credit, For Real Fuel, Washington Animal Clinic, Plan North Architectural, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, H-E-B in Brenham, Bilski Water Wells, Citizens State Bank, Glenn College, Collier Construction, Felder's Buy and Buy, Guadalajara Restaurant, Thriving Financial Group, Bluebell Creameries, Dahman and Associates, Burton Friends and Neighbors, BVR Materials, K&H Portable Toilets, Brenham National Bank, Amarellos Meat Market, EDM Pipe and Steel, K&H Portable Toilets, Whataburger and Brenham, Leroy Schrader, Gentleman General Contractor, Title Schrader, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, The Paint Warehouse, TNT Car Wash, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, The Paint Warehouse, TNT Car Wash, Conjura Tile, Wingstop, Double D Glass Services, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Cody Real Estate, Wellman Insurance Agency, Woodson Lumber Company, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Petra Benefits, and Alma Dentistry. This is Grayson on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Again, the final score was Lufkin beating Washington County 9-8. Better luck for Washington County for the remainder of the games that they will have. Obviously, that's a little bit of a big one to lose, but better luck next year. And as always, this has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.